This informative podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/science for a selection of science-backed, laboratory-tested superfoods and nutritional products. Thank you for your support. I've got a very important breaking news update here. The CDC has now confirmed that Natural News is 100% correct in reporting that African green monkey kidney cells are used in vaccines. They're approved for use in vaccines that are given to adults and children in America. Now, a lot of people don't know this for obvious reasons. The entire vaccine industry has been desperately trying to cover this up. And when Natural News originally reported this a few days ago, citing a CDC document that listed the excipients that are approved for use in vaccines, and that list includes not only aborted human fetal cells, not only cells from cows and pigs and chickens, but also the African green monkey kidney cells. Now, this thought is so horrifying to people that everybody out there in the mainstream media just said, no, this couldn't possibly be true, and they flagged it as fake news. They literally thought we were making it up when we were citing the CDC's document. It was just astonishing. It's like they just can't believe it. They think to themselves, oh no, there's no way that there would be like diseased monkey kidneys that are ground up and put into a blender and then sort of mixed with some other things and then injected into humans. Like, that's impossible. Except that's exactly how it is done. And the CDC openly admits it. So what I've done now at Natural News is I've collected irrefutable evidence from the CDC, citing multiple CDC sources with screenshots, with scientific articles that have been published, that all cite the use of African green monkey kidney cells and that even describe exactly how this is done. And the vaccine that uses this, or at least one of them, is the smallpox vaccine. I think it's called ACAM 2000. And the vaccine insert sheet, I'm paraphrasing, says, basically, we take the live smallpox viruses and we grow them in monkeys. Basically, they infect African monkeys with smallpox, and then they kill the monkeys, and then they harvest their kidney organs, and they grind up the kidney organs. They describe all this in the insert sheet. And then they take these kidney organs, and they, you know, process it, purify it, mix it with a bunch of other toxic ingredients, and this is the vaccine. I'm not making this up. This is how they make vaccines. It's stunning to me that nobody seems to know this. And yet they gladly line up to be injected with this stuff, not knowing they're being injected with, you know, cow blood and diseased pig blood components, you know, chicken blood, human fetal tissue cell lines from aborted. The WI-38 cell line is from an aborted baby whose mother had psychiatric problems. So, I mean, the whole thing's so sick. And then they're literally putting monkeys in cages and injecting them with smallpox and then euthanizing the monkeys and harvesting their organs to be used in vaccines. I mean, literally, that is what is happening. The vaccine industry is so sick and so dishonest that there isn't a single vaccine promoter in the world who will admit that there's African green monkey kidney cells used in vaccines. Every one of them is a liar. Every one of them is dishonest. They will call it fake news, even though the vaccine insert sheet itself, which I've also posted on Natural News, by the way, I posted the insert sheet. Actually, you know what? I'll just bring that up and read you directly from the insert sheet. All right, here it is. From the insert sheet posted, well, this one is posted at FDA.gov. So this is on the FDA's website. It says in part 11, description, ACAM 2000, smallpox vaccinia vaccine live, is a live vaccinia virus derived from plaque purification cloning from Dryvax, Wyeth Laboratories, Marietta, Pennsylvania, calf lymph vaccine, New York City Board of Health strain, and grown in African green monkey kidney Vero cells and tested to be free of adventitious agents. ACAM 2000 is provided as a lyophilized preparation of purified live virus containing the following non-active excipients: 6 to 8 millimoles of herpes, 2% human serum albumin, 0.5 to 0.7% sodium chloride, 5% mannitol, and trace amounts of neomycin and polymyxin B. I mean, this is right out of the vaccine insert sheet, so it's all right there. It's like journalists in America today refuse to read the vaccine insert sheets. It's like the dirty little secret of the vaccine just hidden in plain sight. I mean, anybody can go to the FDA website and pull up these vaccine insert sheets. I've even given you the link in my article on Natural News. You can pull up these insert sheets. You can read it for yourself. Oh, and by the way, the same vaccine insert sheet also says, by the way, that this vaccine is extremely toxic, very dangerous, and it causes adverse effects in 5.7 out of 1,000 people. It's almost 0.6% of people injected with this suffer serious complications, including death, by the way, sequelae or death, ocular complications, that means eye problems, blindness, fetal death, that means spontaneous abortions of your baby, have occurred following either primary vaccination or revaccination with the live vaccinia virus smallpox vaccines. And it says these risks increase in certain individuals and may result in severe disability, permanent neurological sequelae, and or death. And it goes on to talk about encephalitis, encephalopathy, progressive vaccinia, I mean, skin disorders, infections, cardiac disease, eye disease, all kinds of stuff. It's listed right there on the insert. It's like nobody reads this stuff. So that when I cite the insert sheet and say, yeah, there's African green monkey kidney cells in your vaccines, people are like, no, that you're lying. Well, wait a minute. It's written on the vaccine insert sheet. Are you saying that the FDA is lying? Or are you saying that the CDC is lying? Is the CDC printing fake news? Did the CDC make this up? Because I just cited the CDC. I didn't make this up. I don't even, never even seen an African green monkey. Where would I come up with that? This is right out of the CDC's documents and the FDA's documents and the vaccine insert sheets themselves. And yet, again, the entire mainstream media refuses to tell you the truth about this. Talk about science denialism. Talk about anti-science quacks. That's the entire mainstream media, and every single vaccine pusher in the country refuses to acknowledge the ingredients that are used in vaccines. They refuse to. They even lie, and they say that mercury has been removed from all vaccines, which is a total lie as well. And they dare not talk about the cow blood parts and the chicken parts and the human fetal tissue parts and the African green monkey disease kidney cell parts that are in vaccines. Oh my God, they won't even dare touch that. They don't want you to know. You're being injected with a cocktail of diseased animal cells and blood parts and aborted fetal tissue and toxic heavy metals plus aluminum and all kinds of preservatives and solvents like acetone and artificial colors. It's all in there. It's all listed by the CDC. This isn't a conspiracy theory. This is research. This is the document that the CDC publicly posts. I cited it. I linked to it. I posted screenshots to it. I copied the document just in case the CDC tried to get rid of it. This is all on the record. This is not even controversial. This is not a debate. I'm just telling you what's in the vaccine insert sheets, what's on the CDC website. It's all right there. This is not an assertion. This is just citing a fact. These are all statements of fact. Very simple. And yet they're called fake news by the pro-vaccine fake stream media, which lies constantly about vaccines. They lie about what's in them. They lie about their safety versus risks. They lie about mercury. They lie about autism. They just lie constantly. That's all they do. Lie. Because they don't want you to know the truth, that many of these vaccines are made with ground-up, diseased, harvested animal organs, man. Don't, you know, get a clue, people. It's all written right there. It's all openly admitted. It's not a conspiracy theory. It's a freaking CDC document. Wake up, everybody. This is what's in vaccines. Told you so. Yeah. All right, spread the word, everybody. Thanks for listening.
Click subscribe to stay plugged in to the Health Ranger Report.
When it comes to real science behind nutritional supplements and personal care products, even superfoods and nutrients, nobody pays as much attention to what's in your products as we do at HealthRangerStore.com. We have an in-house laboratory, ISO accredited. We do mass spec testing for heavy metals, herbicides like glyphosate, bacteria, microbiology testing, including E. coli and salmonella, yeast and mold, and others. We do extensive testing, and we reject 80% of the raw materials lots that we test. And we only use the top 20% that pass our stringent requirements for ultra clean food, supplements, personal care products, and green living home products like eco-friendly laundry detergent, body soaps, dishwasher detergent, things for your home, things for your body, things that are good for the environment and good for you, and that we can verify through our science. Because our position is we don't trust any supplier of raw materials. We've been in this industry for long enough to know that there's all kinds of organic fraud, counterfeit certifications, fake claims, and just a lack of basic testing out there. Heavy metals inundate the supply of superfoods, and even organics often will contain glyphosate and other toxic herbicides and pesticides. That's why we do this testing. We've learned not to trust any source in the industry, and that it takes determined, consistent testing to produce clean products. And that's why people shop with us. That's why we have over 100,000 customers at HealthRangerStore.com who have come to trust us, to trust our lab testing, to know that we provide the world's cleanest foods, supplements, and superfoods using today's best science, the best, the most expensive scientific instruments in the world, triple quad mass spectrometry, ICP-MS for heavy metals analysis. We also have single quad mass specs and other instruments, time of flight, tandem mass spec time of flight instrument, and other things. To get our lab tested products, just go to healthrangerstore.com/science. That's healthrangerstore.com/science. There you'll find hundreds of products that have been laboratory tested, verified for your safety and efficacy and product honesty. Again, that URL, type it into your browser, is healthrangerstore.com/science. We do extensive testing, like no one. No one does this, and especially not Amazon, where they sell products that are loaded with toxic lead and high levels of aluminum that are off the charts that you can't even believe. I mean, if you want to eat lead and aluminum, buy supplements from Amazon. But if you want good science-backed clean food and clean supplements, you get that from healthrangerstore.com. That's what people have come to know us for providing, and that's why people keep coming back to us. We are dedicated to this testing, and we continue to make investments in our laboratory facilities to bring you the cleanest, most verified nutritional products in the world. No one else does what we do. No one. We are leading the world in clean food, and you can take advantage of that right now at healthrangerstore.com. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I thank you for your support. There's much more to come. The more you support us, the more we can produce content to help educate the world and uplift people through natural solutions based on nutrition and superfoods, disease prevention, cognitive enhancement, anti-aging technology, and much more. Thank you for your support.